Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. Today is World Wildlife Conservation Day. This global occasion provides the world with the opportunity to learn more about wildlife conservation and to be part of the solution to wildlife crime. Around 90% of all Berlin Airbnb advertisements still have no registration number. This is shown by an exclusive data evaluation of RBB24. Of the 13,644 active advertisements, only 1,242, or 9.1% of the providers, correctly quoted their registration number in their advertisements in November. The majority of providers without such a label face high penalties. However, there are also some offers that are not subject to the Misappropriation Prohibition Act. If you want to rent out your own apartment in Berlin at short notice via the Airbnb brokerage platform, this can quickly catch your eye. Since August 1st, the Zweckentfremdungsverbotgesetz, or the law prohibiting misappropriation, stipulates that most hosts have to quote a registration number of the district office in their advertisement on Airbnb or other platforms for short-term rentals. Otherwise, penalties of up to 500,000 euros could be imposed. Excluded from this are only accommodations in commercial units or hosts who have received a certificate from the district office or were able to agree on a postponement. Only about 1% of the hosts claim such an exemption in their advertisement. However, neither the Senate administration, housing offices, Airbnb, or experts can estimate how high the number of unreported cases is. Since Airbnb itself does not publish any data, RBB24 analyzed the Berlin Airbnb offer with the help of the data portal inside Airbnb.com. The purpose of the Misappropriation Prohibition Act is to prevent living space from being used for other, often more lucrative, purposes. Eckhard Zagitza, head of the housing department at the Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg district office, is also concerned with protecting residents, stating that, quote, "Tourists behave like they're in a hotel, only there is no reception and no one controls the whole thing. Bell buttons are pressed at night because keys have been forgotten, and tourists loudly pull suitcases up staircases." According to RBB's report, more and more tourists today don't want to stay in hotels and tourist areas, but prefer the popular neighborhoods and to be among, quote, "real Berliners." According to Zagitza, this is a burden that's difficult for the population to endure and is concentrated in certain neighborhoods. There is a particularly high density of Airbnb offers around the Simon-Dachstraße in Friedrichshain, in the Kreuzberger Bergmannkiez, and around the Kollwitzplatz in Prenzlauer Berg. Since July of 2018, the number of active Airbnb offers in Berlin has fallen by around 18%. While there were 16,549 active postings in July of 2018, there were only 13,644 in November of 2018, presumably also because the high penalties are a deterrent. Airbnb considers the analyst's figures unreliable, however, but they do not publish its own data set. Although the number of advertisements is decreasing, so district controls seem to be taking effect, renting to tourists via platforms such as Airbnb remains a money machine. According to the analysts of the firm AirDNA, all the Berlin Airbnb hosts together generated sales of 16 million euros in October of 2018 alone. During the high season in July, August, and September of 2018, it was almost 20 million euros per month. Due to the obligation to register, these figures do not show a slump. In recent years, the Airbnb hosts' sales have developed in one direction in particular, steeply upwards. The 2017 annual turnover of 148 million euros was already exceeded in the first 10 months of 2018. In the 2 years from 2015 to 2017 alone, the calculated turnover had more than doubled. Again, Airbnb doubts the figures of external analysts, but does not mention any of its own either. Even if staying overnight in such holiday flats is often cheaper than staying in a hotel, it is still a good way to earn money. Lawyer Lucas Venderot, who specializes in the right to misuse property, stated that with two economically interesting holiday homes located in Prenzlauer Berg or Friedrichshain, one can easily earn 25,000 to 30,000 euros per year, which represents a full annual income. The Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg Housing Office knows cases in which investors operate such full-time holiday apartments in residential buildings without permission. The bulk of the revenue remains with the hosts, but the Airbnb brokerage platform also benefits from the business. Per booking, the internet group with its European headquarters in Ireland charges between 3 and 20% booking fee. Airbnb was not available for an interview and also left the concrete questions of RBB24 about its responsibility as a platform for the high number of unregistered accommodations unanswered. Instead, the spokeswoman sent a general statement, quote, "Airbnb supports the actual goal of the law to protect housing and facilitate home sharing at the same time." But at the same time, the company spokeswoman criticized the Berlin Senate of wanting to make occasional letting more difficult with a, quote, "bureaucratic and partly incompatible approval process," adding that the political will seems to be lacking a solution that effectively promotes housing protection and reduces the administrative burden on the administration. In monitoring the ban on misappropriation, the administration is constantly reaching its limits. Although Airbnb regularly stresses its willingness to cooperate, it does not believe in sharing its data in specific cases. Since Airbnb does not publish the names and addresses of the hosts, the district offices are dependent on information from the population. Despite the explicit obligation for platform operators to cooperate, according to Zagitza, Airbnb refuses to disclose user data. In fact, two lawsuits filed by district offices against Airbnb for the disclosure of user data failed in court. Petra Roland, spokeswoman for the Senate Department for Urban Development and Housing, explained that, quote, "Airbnb, as the corporate server for the whole of Europe, is located in Ireland and refers to special Irish data protection regulations that prevent the company from handing over certain data to the Berlin authorities, and that the possibilities of forcing information are considered to be very limited. Airbnb does not give in to anything. The company describes the data requests of the district's office as illegal." The high penalties imposed by the ban on misappropriation probably have a deterrent effect, which is already reflected in the decline in the number of offers. Nevertheless, it is difficult for the authorities to monitor the situation. They become active primarily when there are complaints from neighbors, for example. Since 2015, the Berlin district offices have jointly imposed fines of over 800,000 euros for misappropriation. Sir Simon Rattle, former chief conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic, has been awarded the Verdienstorden des Landes Berlin, or the Order of Merit of the State of Berlin. The governing mayor, Michael Müller of the SPD, awarded the order to the Englishman on Monday in his office. Müller explained that Rattle had further developed the Philharmonic and led it to many successes. Together with the orchestra, Rattle had represented the city of Berlin all over the world. The conductor had resigned from his post with the Philharmonic after 15 years at the end of last season. He is now principal conductor of the London Symphony Orchestra, but continues to live in Berlin. The capital is growing, and with it, the burden on its authorities. The public prosecutor's office in particular suffers from staff shortages and high workloads, as shown in the figures made available to the Berliner Morgenpost. Accordingly, each prosecutor processed 620 cases in the past year. Figures from the first half of this year indicate that this will not change. Last year, just under 162,000 procedures were added. In the first half of this year, the figure was just under 83,000. Per a public prosecutor to the Morgan Post, this represents a total workload of more than 600 proceedings per year, adding that, quote, no day goes by without overtime. This also affects charges. As reported, the proportion of indicted cases in Berlin has fallen by almost a third since 2006. At the same time, more and more investigations were closed from year to year. In 2017, prosecutions were filed in only 21% of the investigation proceedings. 10 years ago, it was almost 30%. Public prosecutors repeatedly point out that they can only deal with many cases superficially if they do not have enough time to familiarize themselves with the subject. Also, it often takes too long before charges are brought. This ultimately also has an effect on the sense of justice. The Justice Administration has recognized the problem and wants to make countermeasures. This year alone, 17 additional public prosecutors were hired, and next year, according to information in the Morgan Post, 15 more will be added. There are currently 328 public prosecutors in Berlin, 177 of whom are female. The proportion of women is just under 54%. The public prosecutor's office is regarded as exemplary in comparison with the other Berlin authorities. In order to attract especially young staff to the capital, the working conditions are now to be improved. Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Green Party told the Berliner Morgenpost that, quote, the public prosecutor's office's recruitment campaigns are enjoying large numbers of applicants, even though we are in competition here with business and large law firms. Adding that although it's impossible to keep up in terms of pay, it offers an exciting and future-proof job, and the administration owes it to the next generation of judges to keep working conditions up to date. The aim is, for example, for all public prosecutors to have individual offices. New properties for the judiciary are planned for this purpose. Behrendt added that the office also has to catch up on the technical equipment and electronic filing system, admitting that everything doesn't go as fast as necessary. For example, the first courtroom in which paper files no longer have to be processed and circulated was recently presented at the Berlin Social Court. Germany's largest social court is to be digitally equipped bit by bit. As reported, other Berlin courts are to follow suit. There is a reason for this. According to the law, all files are to be kept electronically by 2026 at the latest. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.